Do you want to watch another episode? No? Well, what do you want to do then? I can think of a couple of things. I'm really glad you invited me over tonight. No, seriously. I'd been wanting to... Frankly... Okay, this is a little silly, but... A couple of weeks ago when I was out with girls, we started talking about you. And... Okay, now don't get mad. Because I told her that I wouldn't tell you that she told me, but... Your old roommate said that you were still a virgin. Is that true? Jeez. Wow. I thought for sure she was full of it. No, I mean, you're a great guy. You're super friendly and funny, and you got a great apartment, and I was surprised, that's all. She... Okay. So, after she said that, I made a point of saying that I would try and come over sometime and see if you wanted to, I don't know, change that status. Okay, confession. That also sort of came up. She mentioned that you'd... Well, I guess you were, like, super drunk one night, and you told her that the reason you were still a virgin was because you have a small cock. Yeah, well... Remember David? From college. Yeah, your friend. Senior year at that frat party. I hooked up with him. And he had a pretty small dick. But it's almost cliche to say this, but what he lacked in size, he made up for in enthusiasm and skill. So, it's actually sort of become my thing. I'm sorry if I'm going on about this, you know, I've had a couple drinks and I just kind of felt like getting this all out there. But anyway, yeah. I really like... taking a guy's virginity. You're always so excited and enthusiastic and happy. It's really fun to watch. And then I get to train you, which is a lot of fun too. So, yes, I came over here with ulterior motives tonight. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, of course you can touch. How about, look, if you're nervous, how about I just close my eyes and play with myself while you strip? There. I won't even watch. Oh. Besides, I love listening to the sounds of you undressing. God, of course I'm... Why would I laugh? Of course I'm not gonna laugh at you. What kind of terrible person do you think I am? You just tell me when you want me to open my eyes. Now? Okay. Oh. Okay. I mean, yeah, yeah, it's a little bit smaller than David, but I mean, maybe if I mean, is that, are you like fully hard? Okay. All right. Why don't you lay down on the bed, and I'll suck you for a bit. This is the best part about smaller cocks. I can really go to town on them, like without gagging or anything. It's great. Oh, that's nice. It feels good in my hand. And just wrap a couple fingers around it. It's really easy to suck your cock. I can swirl my whole tongue around it. You could really, like, you could move more. It's fine. I mean, I'm not gonna like gag or anything, so just feel free to go to town. Are you ready for me to fuck you? How do I want to do it? Well, I really like to get fucked from behind. I don't know if it's gonna I mean, we could give it a try. Okay. All right. And if I arch my back nice and high, that should. Okay. Yeah, I mean, could you rub my clit a little bit? It's just that, you know, I'm used to. Okay, maybe that's not the best position. How about if I get on top? Okay, that's a little better. All right, now just like keep rubbing my clit. Are you still hard? Okay, good. I'm just checking. Did you come? No? Okay. All right. I tried. Like, obviously this isn't really working. I mean, like, it's kind of fun to suck. And, like, I could probably finish you off with a hand job if you want, but like I'm not trying to be cruel here, but like I could hardly even feel it. How are you still hard right now? Like, I mean, I feel like most guys would be like really embarrassed. Did you just moan? Oh my God, you're kind of getting off on this, aren't you? Wow. I mean that, I guess, like, if this is what you have to work with, you've gotta like figure out a way to have fun with it, I suppose, but oh, it's just a little pathetic, isn't it? I mean, like, I understand it when girls want to be called sluts or want to be slapped around or something. But isn't it just a little pathetic to get off on being told that you have a small cock and you're not going to be able to satisfy a woman? No. No, I'm not going home without coming tonight. I came all the way over here, and I took your virginity, technically, and I've already wasted, 10 minutes humoring you and your tiny little cock. No. Here's what's going to happen. You are going to learn to get me off with your tongue. Because, frankly, that's the only way it's going to happen for you, okay? Lie still. Good boy. Oh, this is better. Fucking your face. Yeah. What was that? I couldn't quite hear you. With your face. Covered. No. You can't touch your little dick. Oh, I'm not even sure what the point would be. Are you enjoying this? Enjoying me riding your face because your dick wasn't good enough? Well, you better learn to, because honestly, it's probably best if you just start acting like you don't even have that. I mean, maybe on a special occasion. You can get a girl to go down on you, but oh, you'll be lucky if another woman even bothers. Oh, letting you make her come with your tongue or your fingers after she sees that cock. Oh, oh, just like that. Oh, I could actually feel it when you put your tongue inside. Oh, I can't say I've ever met a guy who had a longer tongue than he did a cock. But, use what you have. Oh, I am enjoying feeling you struggle. Oh, you want me to give you a hand back? Fine. Yeah. You can use your left hand. What does it take, two fingers? Well, you make me come. Oh, you're not bad with your mouth. Because I want to watch this. That's right. I'll get off your arms. You can have both of your hands back. I want to watch while you jerk that tiny little cock and spill your cum all over your stomach. Well, what are you waiting for? Get to work. You can start just with your fingers. It doesn't seem like you're gonna need your whole hand. I'll go nice and slow. Run your thumb over the head. Oh, is that a little bit of pre-cum? Stroke faster. Faster. Use your whole fist. Gosh, I don't even know. Is there enough of it for you to move your fist up and down? And just hold your fist steady and then fuck your little cock into it. Yeah, just like that. Harder. Faster. Come on, move those hips. Fuck your fist. Harder. And while you're doing it, think about how much better it would feel if you were fucking me. If instead of your sad little fist, if you had a big enough cock, that it'd be worth my time for you to fuck my ass, or fuck my cunt, or even my mouth or my tits. Hell, if you were a little bit bigger, I'd let you just jerk off on me. But, not like this. Oh, look at you. Listen to those little noises. You're getting so close, aren't you? Come on. Keep going. Harder. Harder. I want to see you. I want to see you look so desperate for me. Do you need to come? Do you? Open your eyes. Look at me and tell me you need to come. Beg me to let you come. Again. Fine. Do whatever you need to do to get your tiny little cock to spurt all over your stomach. God. Oh, look at that. It does work. Good boy. You may not be good enough for me to fuck, but at least your tongue is good, and you can follow orders. Now clean yourself off and come back here. I'm not sure I'm done with your mouth yet.